Welcome to the Apostolic Prophetic Bible Ministry by missionary Ewald Frank. Brother Frank, as the whole world knows him, received his commission to preach the Word of God on April the 2nd, 1962. Since that time, he has ministered in more than 130 countries, speaking to entire nations over radio and TV. His true apostolic teaching is appreciated by God's people around the world. And now, Brother Frank.
Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, dear friends, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's always a privilege for me to share God's holy word with you. By now, you might understand the difference between the word which remains forever and the interpretations given by men throughout the ages which will pass away. If you read in Isaiah chapter 40, that is where the announcement was made that John the Baptist would come to prepare the way of the Lord, to make a way in the desert for our God, as it says here in verse 3, the voice of him crying in the wilderness, prepare, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. In verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth away, but the word of our God shall stand forever. In Matthew 24, verse 35, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of men like the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and its flower fadeth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Beloved in the Lord, wherever you might be on earth, what color, race, tribe, makes no difference. God is the God of all flesh. Whatever you believe, it's up to you. If you think Buddhism is right, I cannot stop you. If you think Hinduism is right, I cannot stop you. If you think any religion is right, I just have to respect it. But to me, not even Christianity is right. Because within Christianity, we have so many churches, so many denominations, so many interpretations of God's holy word. And therefore, my decision stands firm on God's holy word. I reject every and any interpretation. Actually, the enemy started to interpret what God said right to Eve in the Garden of Eden. And that's where it all began, when humanity listened, when our first parents listened to what the serpent had to say, had to interpret, had to share with Eve. Beloved, it's so close together, right and wrong, because the enemy never takes his own words. He uses God's words but gives his own interpretation, and then he makes people think that they are still serving God, worshiping God. But anyone who does worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth, not in error, not in interpretations. It's not accepted by God. And therefore, our Lord said in Mark chapter 7, from verse 7, in vain do they worship me, keeping for doctrines the commandments of men. How many worship services do we have on earth in all the charismatic meetings? Beloved, there has to be a true voice in the wilderness today. A preparation must take place for the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I must share with you a few things. They might shock you, but there will be also a medicine. There will be a word from the Lord to help you to find your way back to God. Beloved, not only in church history, but already in the days of the apostles, false prophets, false teachers were presenting their revelations, their teachings to the people. And the Apostle Paul, especially in 2 Corinthians 11, was saying that if another Jesus is being preached, another gospel, another spirit is at work, ye sit still and let these gentlemen talk. And then if you go to Galatians chapter 1, the apostle had to say, if we or an angel from heaven would preach any other gospel, the same is under a curse. And then he states, I received the gospel not from men. I was not taught the gospel by men, but I received it by the direct revelation of Jesus Christ. Beloved, he was a man called, a man sent, a man commissioned with a direct responsibility in the kingdom of God. Then we see how others deviated from the scriptures. And in Revelation chapter 2, right at the beginning, in the message to the first church at Ephesus, the Lord had to say, you have tried those who say they are apostles and they are not. You found them to be liars. Beloved, before me, I have the catechism, as you can see. And if you go through all these pages here in this catechism, it tells you what the Church of Rome believes. Then when you compare this book with this book or this one with this one, they're totally different. They're totally different. There's just no comparison whatsoever. You can start with reading here how the dogma of the Trinity came about, how people fussed and fought, how they came in with philosophies to make a three-person Godhead. And they admit here and give you the years when things were spoken of and decided and formed, and when the dogmas were actually pronounced. But to be honest, I'm not interested in any dogma. I'm not interested in anything a church would say or teach or do. I would only be interested to know what this book says. And by the way, I don't want to hurt anyone, and God knows my heart. But to say that there are in existence three divine persons from all eternity. Beloved, it's just not the truth. If you would think, and I put these three things here, if you would think that God exists in three individual persons who love one another, who speak to each other, who decide together, forget it forever. Just forget it. Just forget it. Please don't be angry with me. I am a servant of the Most High. What I preach has to be in this book. And the Lord says you can read it in the first commandment, and you can also read it especially in Deuteronomy. That's the confession that we should all accept and believe. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And this one Lord God has manifested himself in different ways. He can be in heaven on the throne. He can be with Israel. He can talk with Moses face to face. He can manifest himself at the same time in different ways. Beloved, God is God. He is spirit, a spirit. He fills all eternity, all time, is present everywhere. And then he came out from the spirit realm into a bodily shape, walking in the Garden of Eden, creating Adam in his own image. And then, to make it short, the Yahweh of the Old Testament became the Yahshua of the New Testament, who could say before Abraham was, I am. If I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't believe in a different God. I believe in the same God who manifests himself to redeem us, to reconcile us to himself. The second is the baptism. Whether you believe it or not, but since the time of Reformation, the reformers have taken teachings from the Roman Church, which were not at the beginning in the Church of the New Testament. You can read books, history books, from Herzog and others like this. And it says here, in the first centuries, the baptism took place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can go just a few pages, and it says here, even after the formula of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost was introduced, still into the third century, the baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ remained valid. Beloved, if you go to Matthew 28:19, our Lord said that baptism should take place into the name. What is the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? One New Testament name. God revealed himself as Father in heaven. And therefore we pray, our Father who art in heaven. Did you ever pray, our Son who art in heaven? Did you ever pray, our Ghost who art in heaven? No, you did not. Why did you not? Because it wouldn't even make sense. In heaven, God is our Father. On earth is Emmanuel, God with us, the Lord Jesus Christ, who could say, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And then, of course, when the price was paid and the blood was shed and we were redeemed, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fell, took abode into those who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior, and the indwelling of Christ took place by the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. God above us, with us, in us. Three different manifestations of the same God for a great purpose, to bring us back into our original relationship and position as sons and daughters of God. Beloved, this is God's time for God's people, and I'm going to say it as long as God will let me live, and I will share this word with the ends of the earth. The time is here. It's God's time for God's people, not to mock and not to have compromise, but to return to the Word of God. I've written this little brochure, "In the beginning was the Word," not the interpretation. At the end, the Word again must be the same as it was in the beginning. Now, one more thing. I got the Bible here, and you wouldn't believe it. It's from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It's the Old and the New Testament together. And beloved, we all might say, September 11th, 2001 was a terrible day. And it was. We all agree, it was a tragic day. Over 3,000 people, innocent people, lost their lives. But from that day, we searched history. We searched in the internet, and we found out that the Islam religion does not go back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It goes back to Allah, who was the old and ancient moon god of the Babylonians, married to a sun goddess, having three daughters who were worshipped in the Kaaba in Mecca. But that is not all, beloved. If you read in this precious Bible, like in our translations, you would read, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." And here you read, "In the beginning Allah created." And all through the Bible, you have the word Allah. And Allah has nothing to do with the God who created the heavens and the earth. Can you imagine that for so long, for 1,400 years, Satan could hide himself, even moving into the scriptures and putting Allah instead of Elohim, instead of Elohim. But now the time has come. And whenever I preach in Islamic countries, and I've been to very many of them, I've been to Egypt, to Jordan, to Lebanon, to Syria, I've been right through the Islamic countries, and I remember the years, especially 1982, when I spent some time in Egypt, when all the translators would say Allah, when I said God, they said Allah. And I didn't know the difference myself. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging others. The scripture says we all have gone astray. Nobody knew it. And only when the time comes, God reveals things which are important for us to know. So now, whenever I speak in Islamic countries, I don't permit the interpreter to ever use the word Allah. They have to use the word Elohim, because that is the original word. But to come to the very point essential to me, Satan is in every religion. He's hiding. He comes white dressed. He comes very pious. He always can present himself in a most beautiful way. Beloved, even for this, the time has come to understand the difference between the original word and the interpretation and the things which were added, which were changed. We have to go back to the Word of God. A few thoughts about the end time. We all understand we are now living at the end of the end time. The promised return of our Lord is imminent. In John 14, he said, I go to prepare the place. He did it. He's just waiting for the last one to come in. Beloved, we have the end time message, and that's not a joke. That is reality. If you go to the beginning of the New Testament, it was all fulfillment of Scripture, fulfillment of Scripture. Even like our Lord said in Luke chapter 4, this day, this Scripture is fulfilled before you. He read from the prophet Isaiah chapter 61. In that day, we could have said, in reference to the ministry of John the Baptist, this day, the Scripture of Isaiah 40 is fulfilled. This day, the Scripture of Malachi 3 is fulfilled. We could have gone from fulfillment to fulfillment and always make the same statement. This day, this Scripture is fulfilled. And when Peter, the apostle, on the day of Pentecost, spoke to the congregation, what did he say? This day, the Scripture is fulfilled, which God has spoken by the prophet Joel, saying, in the last days, God will pour out His Spirit. And if you go to the first sermon, he even mentioned Psalms 16, I will not leave my Holy One in hell, nor that His body would see corruption. It's fulfillment of Scripture and Scripture and Scripture. Beloved, it's the same now. Malachi 4 says, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. And beloved, if I would only know what God did at the beginning of the New Testament, I would be a miserable person. I would not even have a right to speak to you if I would not have the message of the hour, God's promised word for today. I should be somewhere else, but not speaking to you. A man of God must have the word of God for the hour. And beloved, there was such a ministry in the second part of the 20th century. God called the most humble man he could find on earth. His name was William Branham. And God used him to spearhead the last healing, salvation, revival. What never happened since the days of Christ and the apostles happened in the 20th century. Already in 1950, the man, many people know, Gordon Lindsay, wrote the book about William Branham, a man sent from God. Beloved, I knew him 10 years. I saw the word of God confirmed. I saw the apostolic prophetic ministry. And beloved, I am continuing with the same teaching, with the same preaching, with the same ministry all over the earth. And I'm just telling you that the Lord is coming soon. The last call, the message of the hour is going forth. You can play religion if you wish. I would not. If I were you, I would not play religion. I would take God's word seriously and come to the Lord, line up with His word, believe in God the way the Scripture presents Him, be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ according to the pattern set forth by the apostles. I would return to God and His word. I would not go on in my own ways, believing my own teachings. Beloved, may the God of heaven, whose word remains forever, be with you, grant you humility to return to the word, deny yourself, confess Christ, and believe as the scripture says, and God will do the rest. May his blessings be upon you. I would love to hear from you. God bless you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
If you were blessed by this message and would like to know more about what God is doing in our time, we would love to hear from you. Brother Frank has published some booklets and tracts about many important Bible subjects, which are translated into many different languages and are sent out free of charge. You are welcome to order your free copy from Mission Center, P.O. Box 100707 in 47707, Krefeld, Germany.